welcome to the Spooky Chris podcast. My name is Chris Ringler. I am an author, filmmaker, artist, event coordinator living in Michigan, and this is my micro podcast. It's not as micro as it used to be. You can find all of my info and all of my blogs and everything else at my website, spookychris.com. I just released a new book called Be There, I Am Here. It's pretty neat. So it's worth checking out. As we enter May, it's interesting to see the strange twists and turns we find ourselves as a society in. It's scary. These last 4 years were like a nightmare. Gosh, for someone like me, who was, essentially unaffected. I'm a middle class white male. So Trump and his ilk being in power doesn't wash the blood on my shore as quickly as it does so many other people, people of color, people who are not cisgendered, who are foreign born. So people like me have the privilege of looking the other way if we choose. I didn't, and a lot of us didn't, but we could. But it was a scary time, and it felt for so long like this was a nightmare we were just waiting to wake up from. People mistake support of a candidate as if it's a blanket, like, oh, everything they do is wonderful, and politicians are great. And that's what our politics have turned into. They don't understand that, no, we are hiring someone to represent us. I would rather someone represent me more fully than someone who does not represent me. So, in a Hillary Clinton, of course, I didn't support everything she believed in or wanted to do. I've never rubber-stamped any politician because I understand what they are. They're a politician. Politicians make deals that I'm not going to agree with to get things done, good or bad. But I knew also that someone like Donald Trump was going to be cancerous, and I don't use the term mildly. Living in Michigan, living in Flint, we saw all too much how having someone who has no experience in entering the political fray, how that can turn out. There's this romantic idea of an outsider coming in and with new ideas and fresh ideas. And I admit I voted for Snyder the first time he ran for governor of Michigan. His opponent just seemed too high-strung, frankly. And the idea, again, it's this romantic notion of, oh, well, gosh, someone ran a business. Maybe the state should be run like a business. Unfortunately, what we miss is that a state is not a business. Government is not a business. Because you cannot just write off people. You can't just... With a business, you can, if everything... If all else fails, you can just go belly up and just go, well, it didn't work out. I'm out. You can't do that with government. So I saw all too clearly what someone who has no true political understanding. Everything else aside, just for the sheer fact that they look at numbers, they don't look at people. And Flint suffered for that, and we still suffer. So I knew going in, but it doesn't take someone of high intelligence to have seen what Donald Trump was. A narcissist of the highest order, who literally only cares for himself and his glory and his self-satisfaction. He wants people to service him in every way possible because he has surrounded himself with these people who are infatuated with his wealth and assumed power. And they want some of it for themselves, which is another kind of sickness, isn't it? These sycophants that are so desperate for power themselves that they'll you know, essentially make deals with human devils just so they can get what they want. And that's what politics is to some degree. There are no clean hands in politics. That's just, and it's not even evil people. Politics just works that way. You know, you want a bridge somewhere, you know, or a guardrail somewhere where people have died in your district. Oh gosh, that's a great idea. That's super. That's great. We need to get that done. You know, I want to put a fence around Duck Pond. That's what I want. So if you'll help me, if you'll vote for my fence around Duck Pond, I'll vote for your rail. Great. Except there's someone who doesn't want that fence around the Duck Pond. And maybe if you go with them. Okay, great. I'm going to go with the non-fence people. Ooh, the problem is that the guy who wanted the fence is friends with a couple other people who might have been swayed by you voting for the fence because he did deals with them. And that's what politics is it's all these deal after deal. It's a maze. It's a knot, and you just can't easily unwind it. But to think Donald Trump was going to come in here and do great things was foolish. But the problem was that the GOP was happy. I mean, they didn't want him, but they were happy because he became the tip of their spear. They decided, well, shucks, he will do these things that we want done. We think we can control him. They couldn't. And if he shoots his mouth off, if he embarrasses himself, whatever. If we have to move on from him, we'll move on from him. But we're going to use him while we use him because he has, you know, captured this zeitgeist. Because he hit all these sound bites. Because for many years, Americans have heard from the hard right, and even without the hard right, that, you know, we're a nation that's afraid because we haven't had any wars, any big kind of like world wars, to show our masculinity in this screwed up world that men over, you know, eons have screwed up in pursuit of their vanity and their virility and their ego. You know, we are searching for ourselves, and we are told over and over again by so many, and we see so many people coming here. And while once, you know, America was the great melting pot, and we thought it was something to be proud of, to be excited about, all of these quote unquote foreigners coming here and wanting to be part of the American culture, we have become very xenophobic, and we've always been xenophobic, but I think 9/11 has kind of started that fire, and it took a while to really get burning out of hand, but it is. You know, where once we all understood that we are all, everyone here on this in this country is an immigrant, unless you are of native birth, as in you are Native American, because the fact is that all of us came here and took their land. It is what it is. And saying that, well, then it seems like we would all be, it's weird because it's kind of like you got a hand, so when someone needs a hand from you, you're like, no. That's kind of the mentality. Is that, you know, and or we only want people that look like us, like me. I'm a white middle-class guy. Well, gosh, I would only clearly want people that look just like me or hot chicks to come to America, which is, I mean, again, obviously wrong and obviously crazy. And it's this weird fear like, well, they're going to take our jobs. This weird, crazy fear that all of these Mexicans are going to come, and we'll use Mexico, but like Mexicans are coming to the United States and take our, you know, our skilled labor jobs, our white collar jobs, all of these jobs, when they just want a chance. They are like, look, I'll take whatever there is. And it's funny because we treat people from other countries, you know, they have accomplished things, they have these lives, they have these, you know, intelligences, and they come here and we're like, and? Well, no, I have a degree in it. Yeah, you don't have it from here. We don't care. So we discount everything people have done. But all of these folks, they come here and they take jobs that we don't want. I'm not looking to go and pick cotton, pick strawberries, to go work fields for 10, 12 hours a day for little, you know, low wages, no health benefits. And if I cause a stink, they'll just get rid of me, and I have to hope that I can find another stupid job like this, or I'll get kicked out of the country. Because we don't want the path to be an American to be an easy one. So Trump tapped into all of that. This fear of the other, this fear of, gosh, this crazy fear that the gays and the trans people are going to take away they're going to poison the well. A well that's been poisoned since before heavy metal music, like that's been poisoned a million times now. You know, Christianity's at war. And the true Christians know that this isn't the case. The real war is with, you know, sin. It's not with people like my, like I'm an atheist. I couldn't care less about what Christians want to do. As long as it doesn't involve me, I don't care. But these people get so wound up, and it's easier to point the finger than, you know, everyone else and to say that everyone's ruining, like, ah, you're trying to take my job. You ruined my chance at this, you know, love of my life, this woman I wanted. You ruined it. Because, you know, you fooled her, or you made her gay, or, you know, you did things, or she did it, and it's keeping her sex away from me, and how dare she? You know, he tapped into the poison well itself, and all of the fear, and the hate, and the anger we have as a society, and let's be real here, that white Americans have. It's strange because there's this giant fear. Like, I'm already here. I'm not real worried about what comes in that, you know, outside of I want my daughter to have a good, happy life, and, you know, I want everybody to be cool, but, like, I'm not real worried what Americans look like in 50 years. I don't care. If there's a still America, if we're all, everybody's cool, whatever, who cares? I'm not real concerned about the shade of their skin. But that's a big thing, is this whole, like, oh, someone's going to make it so whites aren't around. White straight people are going to be extinct. And it's crazy. No one's... come on. That's just like the idea, like, oh, they're coming for our guns. The idea that... I mean, this very idea. So who's coming for your guns, and how would they get them? So someone's going to literally come to your door, knock, knock, knock. Oh, give me all your guns. And, of course, you would say, oh, well, gosh, of course, here they are. It's just crazy. But so much of the GOP and that belief system has fallen into craziness. I remember we had a friend who was, I mean, hindsight, we had to go, ooh, he danced on the borderland of misogyny. But intelligent guy, you know, nice enough guy, except he started to get a little weird. And I have several theories about what happened, but matters less than the fact that this ordinary guy fell into, like, with all of these issues he fell into a YouTube hole, and he came out the other side believing the earth is flat and believing in sacred geometry. And the thing is, the scary thing is it takes less to indoctrinate us than we think. All of us like to think, oh, I would never fall for this. While we fall for marketing schemes, while we click on that link, while we believe that we have a chance to be a multimillionaire if we just play that lottery, or, oh boy, if we get enough TikTok hits, we'll become an internet sensation. We all fall for this. It's just, you know, whatever lie you want to fall for, as far as that stuff goes. So having people be indoctrinated into, you know, misinformation is nothing new. People refer to Trump and Trumpism as a cult, and it has become that. Because it is a you are with us or you are against us. There is no working with them. And it's strange because politics wasn't always like this. It was, you know, I don't agree with you, you don't agree with me. You know, and it was about policy. Like, that's too much spending on this, that's too much on that. And then it became about, you know, like, body politics and sexual politics, and became about religion. Well, they're trying to take this from us, so we got to put our, you know, feet down. And now it's become like, well, they're teaching that America is racist. No, they're not. Except they are, I guess, because if they're teaching the truth, the fact is America has been racist. No, it's not like, you know, name a... historical figure was going around saying, person X, oh boy, you know, racist sentiment. But the fact was that you only have to look very, very shallowly at history to see the colonization that happened and the many times that this country, just to keep it here, did people wrong. And it was based on race and religion and sexuality, identity. I'm sorry, we need to look ourselves in the mirror and see it so we can change it, because we should be better than that. We want to be better than that. And it's going to take time. But, I mean, it's not going to happen if we won't look at it. But there's people like Trump. No. America was great. America's always great. Blah, 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 blah. Lie. Let's listen to the lie. And it's not to say that, quote-unquote, both sides don't tell fibs, don't tell lies. We're unfortunately in an era where politics is about lying. And that's, you know, era's a long time because it's been happening. You know, Watergate wasn't yesterday. But it's scary because the GOP is now trying to force anyone out that doesn't stand with Trump. Trump, who lost an election. Trump, who stood behind people who started an insurrection in the nation's capital, where if things could have gone a little bit worse, there could have been a great number of lives lost. It's weird that so many people don't want to talk about the insurrection, because to me, that's a pretty big deal. We point at other nations all the time and go, boy, Arab Spring, you know, and all these other countries that have these uprisings, and like, boy, glad that isn't here. That never happened here, because we had democracy and this and that. It's like, armed people are going into our state and nation capitals and are threatening people over mask wearing during a pandemic, over an election that was found to be run fairly, essentially, and won fairly, but which 5 months down the line they still refuse to accept. Like, I've never seen this, and I saw George W. Bush steal an election. He shouldn't have won, but I've never seen anything like this. Where it flies in the face of everything we tell kids we want them to be, like, fair, honest, kind, all these things. Except we're not teaching them that anymore. We're teaching them to be strong, be righteous, don't give up, like, always be the winner, be first, be the best. And we've taught them that you deserve everything, and by God, you'll have it by any means necessary. Like, we won't teach them. And for all of these people who want to rail about, oh gosh, participation trophies, we're watching parents start fights with umpires at, like, school level sports. We're watching them, you know, try to start fights with teachers, with other children, watching them steal. Gosh, there's a story about a high school girl trying to steal the prom queen honors. For goodness, what on earth does that mean to anyone? It's insanity, and we are a nation that is going insane, and many who have gone insane. And Trump was the spark that has lit this fire, but the fire was, you know, the embers were there. He just poured gasoline on it and really got it going. And it's insane because we keep wanting to hand him a megaphone to scream fire in a theater. And so he can kind of shrug and say, well, I just said that the place was, you know, there were flames everywhere. I didn't say fire, say whatever. The lies he has told over the last year. And it's just crazy again, because he had, like, the stuff you're seeing is insane. And I won't say Biden's perfect, Harris is perfect, anyone is perfect. No, I mean, that's not how politics works. Like I've said, it's all, you hope for the best sometimes, and you're going to get, you know, you're for all the great things Obama did, he also did start putting people in cages, as it were. he did like sign off on drone attacks. These are the sins you commit as a leader, unfortunately, because you're trying to do the best thing for your nation, and it's not always a clean thing to do. But to see the insanity that's happening, and that we're allowing to happen, it's breathtaking. Because, you know, it's scary. Because we're seeing a whole, you know, an entire party fracture. So that if you do not support this lie that the election was stolen, you know, they will oust you. They will stand with someone who threatens, who lies, who, and this isn't even talking about Trump, who engaged in teen prostitution. Like, they will stand with them, and it's just, oh, that's all a lie. That never would have happened with us. We are lily white, clean, hands free of any soot. And I just, it's scary. It's scary as somebody with a kid, because you just don't know where this ends and when it ends. And it's scary. And I know we'll get through it, because we do. That's what Americans do. But it's hard, because for every one of us trying to teach our kids the right thing, there's someone out there teaching them, like, they're against you. Beat them at any cost, because you're the one that deserves everything. And hey, my daughter deserves everything, but not at the cost of other people. Not the cost of her, you know, we'll say soul. Because we're all in this together, and none of us is better than anyone else. And once you start believing you're better than someone else, well, you're in for some hard truth. These are strange times, my friend. Strange times. We'll get through it together, but it's going to take a minute. I am Chris Ringler. This is the Spooky Chris Podcast. I wish you well. I wish you health. I wish you safety. You find all my stuff at SpookyChris.com. Hey, I have a new book out called Be There, I Am Here. It's a pretty cool story about, it's actually kind of two books in one, told from two perspectives, about family, loss, hope, and the future. And I will see you in the future, friend. Goodbye.